If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Dirty Diz. Diz, how's it going?
Going well, Pat. I'm feeling good today. A lot of great NHL games tonight.
Love it. Absolutely love to hear it. And surprisingly, on a Wednesday, we got a sprinkle of sunshine. Sunshine, how's it doing?
It's going great. Good to be here on a Wednesday. This is new territory.
I know. I freaking love it. Glad you could join us. And joining us today is Dirty Mike. Mike, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Excited to be here. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Can't wait.
Absolutely love it. We are now live on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you just search for Sports Betting by Dummies, you should be able to find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. We will be posting our best bets of the night along with the Hail Mary parlay of the day. So to get us started today, we're going to talk about the NRFI. Now, does anyone know what the NRFI is?
NRFI is no run first inning, one of my favorite bets of all time.
Which is interesting coming from you, you know, you being a big overs guy, but you like to bet the NRFI?
Well, I like it simply for the fact that you're betting on the first inning only, because no one really wants to watch an entire baseball game. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you like baseball. I don't know the last time I've watched a full 9-inning baseball game. So the fact that I can bet on a game I know nothing about and be done watching it in 15 minutes and know if my bet hit or not is really, really exciting to me. So I don't bet it often, but I love the idea of it just because I can know if it hits or not really quickly.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. I think you hit the nail on the head there. And that's why a lot of people, like I've seen recently, like to bet the first five money line in baseball. So they only look at starting pitchers and they only have to watch half a baseball game. So that kind of goes along with this. NRFI starts with no runs in the first inning. So people will bet on this for MLB games. I've seen this really gathering steam of late, usually at plus money. And so if neither team scores in the first inning, the bet cashes. Now, I did some research on this, and I was like, the first inning seems like that wouldn't be the best time to bet on the no runs thing. Like, there has to be a better time frame or better inning statistically that no runs would actually score. And I found out that it was actually the second inning, and you actually can end up getting better odds in the second inning than no runs in the first inning.
Why does that make sense, Pat?
Why does what make sense?
Like, how can you get better odds in the second inning?
That's the thing. I literally think that the NRFI has been like garnered so much attention that people are putting more money on that. And so I think that's bringing the odds down, but no one cares to bet no runs in the second inning.
Is it harder to find in like the sports books? Like, do you have to dig deeper to find, will there be a run in the second inning as opposed to an FRI, which is staring you right at the face?
Possibly. So from what I've seen is, on FanDuel, they give you a no runs option for every single inning of a baseball game. So for that, it's relatively easy to find.
I think it definitely makes sense that less runs. You're saying less runs score in the second inning, right?
I'm saying no runs. Statistically speaking, zero runs are scored in the second inning more so than the first inning.
Right, because I mean, you got to figure your best guys are coming up to hit in the bottom or top of the first. So then, usually the second, you're running into your bottom of the lineup guys. So statistically speaking, you have a better shot at scoring when those guys are up rather than the bottom of your order guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is taking me back to my playing days. I mean, I was a second inning guy all the way. We never scored.
But it's. I mean, it's really incredible, and I had just what Sunshine said as a note. Usually in that second inning, even if some runs are scored in the first or even if they're not, you're more than likely dealing with the bottom half of the lineup. And sometimes it takes starting pitchers, you know, an inning to get comfortable, get into a groove of things. So I think this second inning is where you can really make some good money here. So I am petitioning that we start the NRSI trend, the no run in the second inning. And to do so, I have actually placed a bet on every MLB game tonight with the NRSI. And an update for you guys, I am currently 4-0 on the night.
Holy. Let's go. Wait, you did this last night, or there have already been four games that are already in the second inning or already in the third inning?
There are four games right now that I've already completed. The one that didn't, for some reason, FanDuel didn't have the Red Sox Twins because of the doubleheader, and because it's only seven innings long, they didn't have all the innings odds. So that was the only game I did not bet or was not able to bet. So I took like 14 other ones, and currently I am 4-0.
What's your that's freaking sweet. What are your odds there?
So it depends. It varies all over the place. The ones that I've cashed on so far, so I got minus 125, minus 150, minus 120, minus 125. But I compared that to even the first inning of those games, and most of them are the exact same odds or even a little bit better for the second inning.
Sounds like you struck gold. I can't wait till the last 10 don't hit, and then you're just kind of hosed.
Are all these parlayed together?
They're not. So for tonight's purposes, I went with just single NRSI bets in every MLB game.
You need to start throwing NRSIs in your Hail Mary parlays.
Literally, I might hit 10 of these tonight, and they're all at minus 130 or worse. I could have very easily hit that. I mean, this is insane, and I really think we can start a trend here.
I love it. I don't know how, like, did you find data on this year, or, like, did you go back, or, like, did you just think that they're going to score less in the second? Because they are. But I was like, did you find any data, or, like, what is your data specific to?
So I did. I found, articles and stats data, and they usually like an average from like since they started keeping stats to like 2016 was the one article I saw last night, and the second inning was the one that most often scored zero runs in. So again, maybe not the most accurate data source, maybe not the most accurate trends, but so far, I mean, I think we've struck gold.
Yeah, that sounds dope. I'm gonna jump on that.
So I just wanted to touch on that. I've seen a lot of NRFI talk, and so I was like, let's do the NRSI. Let's change the world. So now we are going to review the best bets from Monday. I went 1-1. The Knicks covered and won, of course. And the Warriors somehow beat the Nuggets. And the Nuggets lost Jamal Murray for the season as well, as he tore his ACL. So it was a tough night all around for the Nuggets. Diz did go 1-0. He hit his over on the Blackhawks and the Blue Jackets. They ended up the Blackhawks ended up winning that one 4-3. So good job, Diz, on that one. Another over that was hammered.
Thank you. Not going to change tonight either. Don't get your hopes up.
Well, that's asking a lot to ask people to change. So Sunshine went 1-0. The Reds did end up winning. They won 3-0. So Sunshine cashes in again on the Reds.
Yep. All day long.
I got to say, hands up, I was wrong. You know, I was questioning whether the Reds could score away from home. Sunshine and Diz both said that, hey, three runs should win ball games. And sure enough, the Reds scored 3-1. So hands up, I was wrong on that one.
Patty, you being wrong is a common theme in this podcast.
But not anymore. I'm telling you, this NRSI is going to change the world.
Patty, don't let me talk down to you like that. They only won because they bet on Monday. If Sunshine would have bet last night, he'd have lost.
True. And currently, I think the Reds are down 3-0 right now to the Giants. So
2-0.
Hold on. Let me fact check that. But I will say the Giants and Reds did not score in the second inning. So that's all I really care about. You're right. 2-0. 2-0, we're halfway through the sixth inning.
Yep.
But anyways. So
the momentum's about to swing, too. They just took out Johnny Cueto, who's been dealing all day, and they just took him out because they were, for some reason, because Joey Votto came up, and for some reason they were afraid of the ice cold Joey Votto, so they took out their starting pitcher.
Votto
shutting them out, but we'll see how that affects the rest of this game.
Votto actually hit a two-run bomb in the first inning last night.
Yeah, no, he's hit a home run, I think, in every game of the series so far, but he's still hitting like 170. So
so he's going like Adam Dunn style.
167. So that's a bold move to take somebody, take your starting pitcher out to get by Joey, but we'll take it.
Absolutely. So now we will go into our best bets of the night. I've got three best bets tonight. They're all in the NBA. We're going to start off with the Knicks plus 2.5 versus the Pelicans. And I don't understand, but how in the world are the Knicks still getting points via the spread? I don't get it. It's not like the Pelicans are a much better team than the Knicks. The Knicks 6-0 against the spread their last six. The Knicks are 7-1 against the spread their last eight road games. And the Pelicans are 1-4 straight up their last five Wednesday games. I know Diz was a big fan of those Monday stats last time, so I went ahead and gave him a couple Wednesday stats for tonight. But I'm going Knicks plus 2.5. Give me some more money.
I agree here. This seems like a trap bet, though. Do we know what the public is at? I feel like if this is like a close to 80 or 90% Knicks, this might be one where you're hesitant on, because I just hate how obvious this bet seems.
So the interesting thing about that, Diz, I saw, and this may be just with DraftKings, but I saw the public was actually favoring the Pelicans tonight.
Yeah, that's automatic. Hammer that. I might take that, and I don't bet NBA. So
yeah, I don't understand it. But hey, if the public's wrong, I'll take the free money anytime you want to give it to me. The next best bet I got is the Hornets minus 3.5 versus the Cavaliers in the NBA again, of course. The Cavs are just a bad team. There's no bull crapping around it. They're just not good. The Hornets are 8-4 against the spread their last 12. The Hornets 4-1 against the spread their last five games played on Wednesday. And the Cavaliers are 9-18 against the spread on the road this season. Give me the Hornets minus 3.5.
I don't know enough about either of these teams, but, you know, Pat, I'll take your word for it on this one.
Perfect. And then finally, NBA last bet, best bet of the night. We got Spurs minus 5.5 versus the Raptors. The Spurs 7-1 against the spread their last eight road games. Spurs 8-1 against the spread their last nine against Toronto. Raptors on the opposite side of things, 1-5 against the spread their last six, and 1-6 against the spread their last seven home games. Give me the Spurs minus 5.5.
5.5 is kind of steep for me, but once again, your numbers check out. I agree.
Yeah, I've been betting the NBA all season, and I've been betting these double-digit favorites and hitting, so no number scares me at this point. I think I even bet the Jazz minus 17 last night, and they didn't cover, granted, but I was confident in minus 17 for the Jazz. But anyways, that's my best bets. Diz, what do you got for us best bets-wise? All NHL tonight?
All NHL. I want to preface again, any 5.5, you should take the over. Last night was a very low-scoring night, but it seems like every other night it kind of fluctuates, kind of like the Reds. The Reds win when Trevor bets on them. The overs hit when I take the over. So sticking with the over 5.5s, but one specifically as my best bet that I like a lot is the Vegas Golden Knights at the LA Kings. And the simple fact is Vegas has hit the over in five straight games. So they're scoring goals and they're giving up a lot of goals. So with a team as competitive as Vegas hitting the over in their last five games, I don't think that's going to change. So that's my first best bet, Vegas and Kings over 5.5. And then my second best bet is all about value. You know I love value. It's Anaheim Ducks at San Jose Sharks. The Ducks are 4-1 in their last five on the road. And like I said, value is the key, plus 154. puck line for the Ducks. So I see this as a coin flip game just because of how hot the Ducks are on the road. The fact I'm getting plus 154 is a great number for me. So I'm taking the Ducks puck line as my other best bet.
I love it. I love it. And I'm going to even sprinkle a little something here for you because I heard this during the Hammered Down podcast. So Anaheim or either San Jose or Anaheim is like playing their reserve goalie, like not even their second string goalie, but like their third string goalie or whatever. And then on top of that, the other team, whichever one is playing their backup goalie tonight. So I actually like the San Jose Anaheim over 5.5 tonight.
Good call.
All right. Sunshine, Reds money line.
I was going to say, you know damn well I'm live betting the Reds right now to come back.
I love that. I absolutely love that. You, like you said, well, sorry, go ahead. You go at it and I'll throw in my tidbit afterwards.
No, I'm just saying we're going to continue to monitor that game as it's currently in the bottom of the sixth with two outs. But, you know, I'm doing it. That's my MO. That's what I'm going for. But also in the spirit of what we've been talking about, I'm going to go with a no-run first-inning bet, and it's going to be the Marlins versus the Braves tonight at 7:20. Both of those teams are really bad. I think that's a safe bet to say that there's not going to be any runs scored in the first inning. This is going to be my first ever non-Reds money line bet, so we'll see.
Wait,
you're just gonna stab me in the back there?
Are you shitting on Pat right now? Absolutely shitting on the first 10 minutes of this pod. Fuck what Pat has to say.
I don't think, but you got to look at this, that the teams playing in this game, they're both awful. I'm going with no runs in the first inning. Marlins, Braves. They're both bad teams.
Whatever. When that doesn't hit and the NRSI does hit, I'm going to tell you to suck it. All right. Dirty Mike, what do you got for us, big dog?
So I am going to take the late game in MLB tonight. I'm going to pull Sunshine here and I'm just going to go with the money line. Partially because I don't know what I'm talking about when I talk betting. But I am going to take the Dodgers. They're just way too good, and Colorado's just not good at all. So it seems like a pretty safe bet rolling with the Dodgers here.
Yeah, I love it.
Another interesting thing that I want to point out, I was trying to look at some prop bets today. So I wanted to bring something different to the show. And I noticed that there was a doubleheader today. Who is it? It was the Red Sox and the Twins.
Yeah.
So my thought was, let me see what the over-under is for both games combined. So total runs in both games today. And then to my surprise, there is nothing out there. We could not find something to bet on for that.
That literally is not a thing. And why the heck is it not? Not only does that get people invested for two games,
right,
but it makes sense. All you would have to do is add the over-under for the first game, the over-under for the second game, and just make it a single bet for people that want to bet on both of them.
And call it a day, and then you get two-for-one action. Everyone loves two-for-one.
Oh, I
love that.
I love it.
Are we sure this isn't a thing?
Yes, I searched up and down multiple sports books. I could not find it.
I thought I was bringing gravy to the podcast tonight. Going to jump on an over-under for both a doubleheader, both games here. And Pat shut me down.
Hang on. Don't say I shut you down. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. I actually encouraged you to bring this up because I think this is an incredible bet. And why the heck is it not a thing yet?
Yeah. I didn't mean you shut me down. I meant when I asked you to look for it because I'm illiterate and can't find it myself. You told me that it wasn't out there.
Yeah, so
that would be immaculate. Why that? Can you just imagine like a 1-0 first game? You're pissed off, and then it's like 9-8 the second game. Like that would be so sweet.
I feel like that's going to happen in a doubleheader too, because the bullpen already pitched in the first game, so they're worn out in the second game. So you're going like seven relievers deep between the two games. Like it's got the potential for huge numbers.
Yeah, I mean, it's beyond me. It's not a thing. We're going to petition for it hard. I know we're a big listening group, a big podcast. So we're going to go to the sports books and petition to get that happening.
I like it. I like it.
Anything else, Mike? Are you is that all you got?
That's all I got for now. But I will be tuning in, and I will be getting better at this for sure.
Yeah, and we'll definitely have you back on. It's going to be a repeat performance. Don't think you're one and done.
That's electric. That's electric. First time call, bringing up an entirely new thing that doesn't exist yet, but it should. So, good shit.
Yep.
I was gonna say this podcast episode, I was super excited for, because I knew we were possibly looking at two completely new and different things, and that's what you look for in sports gambling, and getting there before everyone else does, because that's how you get the value and that's how you make the money. So definitely appreciate Dirty Mike on that one. All right, time for everyone's favorite part of the episode, the Hail Mary parlay of the day.
Cap.
Okay. And today it is $1 to win $647.15.
Oh, God.
Dirty Mike, welcome to the show. I don't know if this is what you signed up for, but this happens every show, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
And you know what? The haters will tell me this is a bad bet, but I'm getting closer, all right? And I'm going to hit
that. I
don't
think it's a bad bet. I think you're going to hit it once out of 650 times.
And I'll be there waiting for it, all right? And all of the haters, Diz included, will be able to suck it, RSI, all right?
But what if it's on your 680th time?
Hey, that's gambling, baby. You know, sometimes it's going to happen.
Okay.
All these, so there's actually 12 games in NBA today. So I actually went 10 NBA bets for the Hail Mary parlay of the day. We got Bucks -9.5 versus the Timberwolves, 76ers -6.5 versus the Nets, Hornets -3.5 versus the Cavaliers, Spurs -5.5 versus the Raptors, Knicks +2.5 versus the Pelicans, Bulls -9.5 versus the Magic, Clippers -7.5 versus the Pistons, Grizzlies +2.5 versus the Mavericks, the Heat +5 versus the Nuggets, and the Wizards -2.5 versus the Kings. All right. Well, that pretty much does it for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for listening. So tonight, I want you to send screenshots of your bets on Twitter of you betting and winning the NRSI. Use the hashtag. Hey. Use the hashtag NRSI along with the winning screenshot, and let's bankrupt these sports books. Thank you, and we'll see you all on Friday. Not a one at all. Stop.